But one team who is in, as I mentioned, is Siena, beating Fairfield in overtime. Their 38th consecutive home win. Joining us now via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, Siena head coach Fran McCaffrey. Coach, congratulations, 38 straight home wins. What's your secret?
We have a great fan base, Jason, and tonight we needed all of them. And we have a tremendous amount of resiliency on this team. We have a great group of seniors that really play unselfish basketball, compliment one another extremely well. We also have a great junior class, and I think those two classes together are really, really important. And then, of course, our sophomore class is solid as well. So we put some classes together that have enabled us to overcome some injuries, to win on the road, and we've had great senior leadership every one of these years, and to be going back again is just a phenomenal feeling.
Now, you guys have done pretty well in the first rounds the last couple of years. Pulled a couple of big upsets. Last year, you beat Ohio State. What's the toughest hurdle that faces a mid-major team in the opening round where you're playing against a power conference team?
You know, it's interesting. It's almost like we have more trouble in the second game because oftentimes, like last year, for example, it took everything we had to beat Ohio State in double overtime. And we were struggling physically when we got to Sunday, especially when they have somebody like Samardo Samuels. You know, Louisville's got a guy. We don't see that kind of player physically. Forget about Earl Clark and Terrence Williams. We don't see a Samardo Samuels. So, our guys aren't as big. They're in there banging with B.J. Mullins and Lauderdale and those guys, and then they got to turn around, and, less than 48 hours later and do it again. So what we've tried to do is expand our bench. We've gotten bigger. And I think we'll be better prepared to handle that situation this year if we're fortunate enough to get by the first round.
Siena head coach Fran McCaffrey is with us. It's All Night with Jason Smith on ESPN Radio at ESPNRadio.com. Now, one thing I don't think people know about you, Fran, is that you have 100% graduation rate from the players you recruited. Where does that rank on your list of what you accomplish on a year-to-year basis?
You know, it's interesting, Jason, and that's been discussed a lot. It's something they always bring up when they talk about me, and I appreciate it. But I have a very unique view of this. That's my responsibility. It's not something I should hang my hat on. I shouldn't brag about that. You know, if a parent sends their son to play for me, they should expect that from me. And they should expect me to prioritize that accordingly. At the same time, we should win games. That's what I'm getting paid to do. But we never at Siena College or anywhere else I've been, UNC Greensboro, Notre Dame, Lehigh, we have never, ever put academics anything other than number one, and that's the way it should be.
Do the kids on the team still call you White Magic, your nickname when you played at Wake Forest?
You know what? They do mess with me with that once in a while, but it's more guys my age that remember when I played, that I played against. If I'm at the Final Four and I see a lot of coaches that are from the same era, that's what they all call them. They all call me Magic and so forth, and my players get a kick out of it, but of course they never saw me play.
Coach, how do you spend the next few days waiting for the NCAA tournament?
Well, tomorrow I'm going recruiting, so there's still games going on. I haven't been able to get on the road as much, obviously, recently, so I'm going to give the players a couple days off, of course. It gives me an opportunity to go recruiting, spend some time with our family. You know, it's been great to have won this thing 3 years in a row on Monday and have this entire week to kind of enjoy it and get it out of our system. Really look forward to the Selection Sunday show. Enjoy that and then still have time to get ready for our opponent. So we'll stay sharp. We'll have some practices this week. We'll get to lift in, maybe two. We'll get some shots up, but the players are going to really enjoy this week.
Hey, Coach, big conversation now going on about potentially expanding the NCAA tournament from 64, 65 right now to 96. Where are you on that?
It's interesting. Everybody thinks that I would be 100% behind it. I mean, I like it to a certain point. I wish that every player that I recruit would at least one day have an opportunity to go to at least one NCAA tournament. That would give more student-athletes that opportunity. I think everybody's concern is that will it lessen its value, its importance? Will it lessen how special an experience it is? I don't know. I just know this. There's nothing like it. And I don't think there's anything like it in all of sport. And I think the NCAA, I should say, I know the NCAA will look long and hard at having something that's this unique and this special and changing it. At the same time, I'm a realist, as I said before. The NCAA owns the NIT. They're essentially running tournaments right now with that number of teams. Obviously, there's more money to be made if instead of having the NIT, you had the NCAAs with 96 teams. So I'm quite sure they're going to look at that and the potential for improving our product by having more of an economic value to having 96 teams. Do I think people will still watch? Yes, I do. Do I think the intensity level will still be there? It's an extra weekend. The teams that earn it are going to get a bye. And, you know, I'd say if you were to ask me to vote, I'd probably vote for it. But, you know, it's not as resounding as people would think.
He's Siena head coach Fran McCaffrey. Siena going to the NCAA tournament once again is what is becoming tradition. They beat Fairfield in overtime. 72-65. Coach, enjoy the week. Congratulations and best luck in the tournament. Look forward to talking to you as things go on.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Jason.